Blog Talk Radio.
Surprisingly so. I guess John's meeting ended soon. Tonight we will be discussing the possibility of clandestine foreign troops that are training to come to the U.S. border. It's unclear, and there's little detail on the internet, if this is true or just a ruse. I will mention why. We will also discuss the Rastafarian thought of Jamaicans and others who have believed and congregated into one thought that Haile Selassie, who lived actually a lot of years before he was assassinated, from the House of Solomon, he's from the lineage of Solomon and David, was a messiah. He was an Ethiopian leader before Ethiopia declined. So first, I'm just going to mention this one news story that Pianki sent us, and a lot of times I don't have time during the week to explore his stories, but the story that Pianki mentions on the internet is fuzzy. So I'm going to go back to that page. 1 second here, folks. I had too many windows up. I'm not going to bring you guys in quite yet. I will in a minute or two, because I have to describe some things that I want to discuss. So this is a guy named Michael Yon. He's ex-military. I think he has 600,000 followers on Twitter, but there's not much detail. So he sent a video on a app called Substack, and I can tell he's a conservative just by his posts. His name's Michael Yon, Y-O-N. Buses filled with unvetted aliens just departing the jungle, driving through a network largely funded by U.S. taxpayers to invade the United States. Most are military-aged males. The men in these buses will be anywhere in the United States within 10 to 15 days. This is an invasion force facilitated by the U.S. military, Department of State, Homeland Security, CIA, and more. The routes in green, he showed a map. It goes from Central America all the way up Highway 1 to Alaska. These are the routes the aliens just took from Colombia to get to the circle in Panama where I just made the video. Aliens continue on Highway 1 to Costa Rica and soon to your neighborhood. Interestingly, as I close this 1916 hours, which is 7:16 at night, I just heard 8 gunshots not far away. So I guess this guy, the reason I don't trust him is because it seems like he only wrote enough about it to, you know, like he only gets like so many letters on Twitter in a post. Like every time I post a poem on Twitter, I have to stay within the confines of like, I think it's around 200 characters. So there's no detail. And I doubt the U.S. government would be funding something like that because he also mentioned in the video that some of these people are, believes has tuberculosis. So I saw another post on his page about something in Central America about another looming pandemic. So I might show the video later or play it as less than 3 minutes, but right now there's just not enough information to make any sense out of it. Now, of course, we know in the past that Reagan and other people funded one side or the other in military juntas in Central America, but I know that Joe Biden is sending over 50,000 National Guard to the border ever since that pandemic thing closed. Biden is sending 1,500 active duty troops to after the thrust of that Title 42 public health authority expires. But they acted was in an administrative position, not in a law enforcement position. So now I'm going to change topics, and maybe we'll get back to that in a minute. I want to briefly talk about something else I found on the Internet, which relates to things that we talk about on our show. So there's a lot of stuff about Rastafarianism. And the reason that this is an interesting religion is because besides Jesus, you don't hear much about messianic influences in the Middle East. Because the Islam people, they already have Muhammad as their prophet, and their second leader was Abu Bakr. But you don't hear about modern stuff like that lately, like you did in the 70s when all these other prophet-like people were cropping up, like Jim Jones and several others. So I'm just going to read this paragraph. Rastas, as member of a movement, are called to see their past, present, and future in a distant way. Drawing from Old Testament stories, especially that of Exodus, they overstand versus understand people of African descent in the Americas and around the world to be exiles of Babylon. They believe that they are being tested by Jah, God, through slavery and the existence of an economic injustice and racial downpression rather than oppression. Looking at the New Testament book of Revelations, Rastas await their deliverance from captivity and their return to Zion, which is the symbolic name for Africa drawn from biblical tradition. The Ethiopia, the site of a dynastic power, is the ultimate home of all Africans and the seat of God. And repatriation is one goal of this group. Now, that was just from a screenshot I took the other day. It refers, Rasta, the word itself, refers to totality of the religion's idea and beliefs of Rastology. So I'm just going to condense my next section. It's deeply influenced by Judeo-Christian belief. I'm paraphrasing here. The belief that there's going to be a Messiah to redeem the world. It stems from Afro-centralized blend of Christianity and Judaism, which isn't far off track, in my belief, from Black Hebrew Israelites who believe that their blood lineage root is from Shem, one of the sons of Noah. So anyways, the Rastas regard the Bible as an authentic account of early Black African history and their place as God's favorite people. Now, the part I wanted to talk to Don and Pianki about, but Pianki's not on the air yet, I don't think, because I'm on another page right now. I want to know why, because I've heard this thought line in other religious discussions, why would God entangle... there's been a lot of slavery throughout the ages. The Jews were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. Now, probably Hebrew Israelites think that those people were black too, but why would God put his redeemed people through slavery and economic injustice? Is it to prove that they can be vetted out and denied the materialistic pleasure of the world because they had to suffer because they're God's people and they're chosen representatives? Because a lot of the black slaves in America, like who developed gospel and stuff, many of those people were resilient and they endured slavery and even succeeded by the fact that they lived. But a lot of them died and suffered too. But one thing I do like about Rastafarianism, even though I don't believe in it in the sense of I don't embrace it beyond Christianity, is Haile Selassie was, he was from the House of Solomon. He was from the blood lineage, but he also died. So if he's a human and he lived, and he died, he can't be the Messiah, at least the earthly Messiah. The other thing, though, about Haile Selassie, I think the reason he was so popular, he served from 1930 to 1974 as the Emperor of Ethiopia, is because he was very successful in developing that country into the modern age. And he also got Ethiopia into the United Nations, which I think started out as the League of Nations. He modernized the country through political and social reforms. He developed a new constitution. He abolished slavery. He had Italian ties too. And there was an anti-fascist movement in Ethiopia, which he defeated. But in the end, he was killed in 1974 by Marxist-Leninists. So with that, I'm going to bring our hosts on the show in the order they called. Hi, Don. How are you doing? Are you on hold?
Yes, well, Jay. Hey. Hi, Jay.
Is your meeting
everyone.
Over?
Yeah, my meeting just got over. And I'm getting to the store. I've got to get some things, a couple things for dinner, and then we'll be done.
Okay, well, John and I will talk till you get organized.
I don't know where Pianki is tonight. Yeah, because you got a whole lot of stuff that you just said. And,
don't say bullshit.
You know, I stopped myself, okay?
Okay, but, why don't you organize what you're doing, and we expect you to start talking in about 15 minutes.
No
okay?
problem.
Okay?
I'd like to hear more about the rock.
I'm going to put you on mute for 10 minutes, okay?
All right.
John, we don't have Pianki here tonight, so Don will be rejoining us shortly. What is your opinion about what I read from the app Substack about that military officer who thinks that there's busloads of military-age fighting men coming to the United States. Like, what would be the purpose of our government funding that?
Our government isn't for the people. It's for a bigger agenda, a worldwide agenda, at least the current group of people. They want the they want a world government. So they're going to – you can't have a world government with a strong, independent United States. So what we have to do is basically tear down our constitution, the belief in our religious systems, our law enforcement systems, our history, and basically just have people disbelieve it, not have faith in it, and it's and divide by race, divide by economics, divide by you know, religious thought, and that way you get the common the worker preoccupied fighting himself, and meanwhile the people that are in charge can run their agendas. They really don't care whether it's Rockefellers or Carnegie or the Gettys, any of these groups of power, the Rothschilds. And in fact, they, in December, Evelyn Rothschild, who's was really kind of running things over there, is Evelyn and Jacob. And he passed away, and he got married and hung out with the Clintons during when they were presidents. And in fact, a late Evelyn is the male Rothschild. He married Lady de Rothschild, and she ran big fundraisers for Hillary Clinton, the Rothschilds. So they were kind of bringing the English Rothschild money into America in the like late 1990s, you know, going into the 2000s. So they were really hobnobbing with the Clintons, and they were tried in 2016. They wanted to get her president because they wanted to be in the White House. They spent their honeymoon at the White House when the Clintons were presidents originally. And when he died, it's interesting. Evelyn basically was advising Charles as well as Jacob. When in December, when he died, Prince Charles did not attend the funeral. And neither did his cousin Jacob, who's the de facto leader of the Rothschilds in England, in London, the most powerful money group in the world. And they asked Bill Clinton to speak at Evelyn Rothschild's funeral. And he said, because what happened is Evelyn didn't leave any money to the kids. He left it all to Lady de Rothschild because they didn't want any of their money going into American interests and causes. And so it's interesting. Clinton said at the wedding or at the funeral that if there's any misunderstandings, hurt feelings, you know, frustrations with the past, you know, I ask that it all be forgiven. And so it was kind of interesting, you know, how the power and the money goes. So the point is government, our government doesn't care about the United States. They care about the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the World Banks, the central banks. So they don't mind undermining our system. They don't mind other because, like, why would we lower our defenses? Why would we let people just run across the border left and right? You know, over 200,000 people a month just run across the border. And they don't really care. They could put up walls. They could enforce it, but they don't want to. And so it's very intentional, right? If you listen to
the only thing I didn't like about this soundbite that Pianki sent us is the video wasn't researchable. It was just him standing in Panama showing a bunch of buses going up the highway.
I don't know if our government.
After viewing this guy's Twitter account, it's kind of hard to know what his handle is. He's against gays, which is fine, but he has an analysis of a Chinese situation where they were using family groups to infiltrate the Chinese army. It just there's a lot of sound bites that don't pan out.
Well, if you look at the Senate questioning of Mayorkas and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz like grilled him, and he asked him like 20 questions, specific questions. Do we have a crisis at the border? Yes or no? And he starts saying, well, you know, the goal of our administration is to blah blah. And he said, no, it's a yes or no answer. Do we have a crisis or not? You know, and other the people in charge of the border say we have a crisis. And he started just talking. He showed armbands that are on the ground, and these are different colored or wristbands of the illegals coming through that show the amount of money they owe the cartels. Kids, people who live on the border there, they go to their fields, they go to the, you know, where the border is, and there are dead women, pregnant women in the water. There are children who died and drowned in the water every day. Hundreds of people through the year just die there trying to get across. And you don't see, have you ever heard about this? Have you ever seen any pictures about this? You know, a kid shoots up a school and it's like, you know, you get a big old thing, president will talk about it. But Mayorkas, he doesn't, and he asked him, he said, are you aware of these things? And he goes, you know, the goal of this administration is to, you know, it's one of our most important things. Like, no, the month that Trump left office and Biden took over, the border, they show charts of it. Ted Cruz showing them. It's like here's the numbers went down to its lowest level in you know, decades, and then boom, it just shoots right up the minute Biden became president. And this has been going on, what, this is the third year, fourth year, going into the fourth? It's like they don't care. They have no interest there, right? He didn't go down there. Harris, vice president, didn't go down there. You know, that should have been the most priority. If we're getting – we're concerned about Ukraine. We don't care about people just running into our country. And it's intentional. It's part of a plan. It has to be.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I feel like I can't keep up with all this because can't things just be normal anymore?
No, no. It's,
and then
it's not.
Bianchi sent a bunch of things about, I guess there was a bunch of Chinese in the Louisiana legislature because they there's going to be a state law in Louisiana that foreigners cannot buy up certain kinds of property. And then there was something about China infiltrating the pork legislature, the pork industry, and then how Chinese are somehow beating up black people in factories. I don't know. It's just I didn't really have time to do it with my other looming crisis having to do with the military and my son. But I just feel like I can't keep up with it. So
no.
I am going to pull Don
bad.
Back in, even though he's probably still shopping. So I want, before I tackle anything too difficult, so I just wanted to let you guys know something, that the guy on Twitter, which I don't think you're a member of, his name is Michael Yon, Y-O-N, Jungle. He's a combat correspondent. He's traveled and worked in 89 countries, including various wars and conflicts. And also, he has 126,000 followers. He also has a website called MichaelYon.com. So I'm going to go on his website before next week and study some of his Chinese movements that he has regarding future combat and stuff like that. Anyways, I would like to say that so with this Rastafarian stuff, my question to Don is when I was reading that thing, and I have to jump back into that screen. Well, you can answer it too, John. I have to jump back to that screen I was reading. Because this Haile Selassie character from the House of Solomon became prominent in the Middle East, and he accomplished a lot, and that was probably the only time in the last 150 years Ethiopia had any type of influence, because now it's just a broken down country with hungry people. Why would a religion that has been embraced in the Caribbean and in other parts of the Americas worldwide, why would they recognize their own people as having slavery exist for them to be oppressed, and also having to do with the future deliverance from captivity into a Zionistic redemption of some sort? Like, why would they believe their own people were supposed to be meant as a tool to be dragged into slavery and then for some type of future glory? I just wanted to get you guys' theories on that. And I could read more about Rastafarianism in the background, but I'd like to get some of your thoughts first.
Okay. Like I said, that's a lot to unpack. I was listening as much as I could, and I don't believe John addressed the question at all. Did you, John, or because it seemed you were off on a tangent? But anyway.
Well, he was being more specific than me.
About Rastafarianism?
Well, I want to read this one section because I've actually heard about this before. I worked with a guy in downtown L.A. who was a Rastafarian. They also believe that smoking weed is some kind of revelation process. So let me just read this one more thing, Don, before you get a handle on it. Rastafarian beliefs are based on a specific interpretation of the Bible. It is a monotheistic belief in a single God referred to as Jah, J-A-H, who is deemed partially to reside within each individual. Rastas, according to the importance of Haile Selassie, the emperor of Ethiopia, they regard him as the second coming of Jesus and Jah incarnate, while others see him as a human prophet who recognized Jah or God's presence in each individual. Rastafarianism is Afrocentric and focuses on the African diaspora, which believes is oppressed within Western society, or Babylon, as they refer to us. Many Rastas call this diaspora resettlement in Africa a continent they consider the promised land of Zion. In other words, maybe someday all these Africans will go back. Some practitioners extend these views into black supremacy. Rastas refer to their practices as liberty. Communal meetings are known as groundations and are typified by music, chanting, discussions, and smoking of cannabis. The latter regarded as a sacrament with beneficial properties. They emphasize that they regard as living naturally, adhering to dietary requirements. It says etal, dietary requirements. Wearing their hair in dreadlocks and following patriarchal gender roles. And Bob Marley was one, by the way. So I'm just going to stop there. I just wanted to focus on the part of being oppressed and then being delivered part. That's the part interested me about this religion.
That's easy. You know, in terms of being sinners and having to always have penance, there's a part of life that in a lot of ways that God intended, if you will. If you know the Hebrew faith, a lot of it is in actuality praying against being oppressed. And so if they take that as a Judeo-Christian type of mentality.
We have a caller from the 254. I think that might be Philadelphia. So, one second, Don, okay? Hi, this is Jane from Blog Talk Radio, Political Gravity. Who would you like to speak on the show?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, hi. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're just exploring some topics. I see you. Are you from Texas?
Yeah,
we're
exploring
Texas. Two topics. One was this caravan, not immigrants, but these military people coming from, that were trained by the U.S. coming from Texas, and we're also talking about Rastafarianism. So, what caught your eye for joining the show? Are you a friend of Pianke's?
I'm a whistleblower.
Oh, you are? Cool. So,
yes, ma'am.
What would you like to talk about?
That 2017, we blew the whistle that a lot of these immigrants, a lot of immigrants who was going to come to America. And can I be honest with you all?
Yeah, just put it in your own words. You don't have to, like, you don't have to doctor it for our sake.
Their heads were being chopped off. I saw their body parts being chopped off.
The immigrants?
I am in the United States military, and I'm a veteran of the United States military, but I had to get out. After what I saw a lot of stuff, and I saw our own military. I saw our own government here in America didn't do nothing for nobody, didn't do anything, and then all of a sudden, now they want to go out to the South China Sea and they want to go into Mexico. And they don't even want to go into Mexico because they know what's happening. I saw that for myself.
Well, we did mention on the show 2 weeks ago that 70,000 troops, America, were collaborating with Filipinos to do war training exercises in the Philippines.
No,
because,
that's in the Philippines. I'm talking about in Mexico where these immigrants are coming from Mexico to the United States of America. Folk here were getting chopped off, body parts, family members, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, uncles, cousins. Everything was happening then. And they ain't did nothing about it.
And why were they killing people in that manner?
It's the cartel. It was the cartel that was doing it. So the United States had to go to war with the cartel. So as we provided our information and as we provided the details and the data that we saw, they had to go there. They had to go there. That's why right now at the United States border right now, they got to go there. They have to go there because we know why they're coming here. They're not escaping Mexico because Mexico is a bad land or Mexico is a land that's bad. No, Mexico is beautiful. It's the cartels that are there.
I agree with that statement. Now, the original brief article that I read, they were coming up from Colombia through Panama and taking Highway 1 up to the United States. So this war correspondent guy, who I believe has a military background, was saying they were, our government was helping facilitate these non-U.S. soldiers into taking some kind of action. But what was puzzling to me is that we're already sending 2,500 National Guards to the border to do other work, so why do we have to recruit these foreigners?
Call, we too late. It happened too late. Here we are in 2023. When we exposed this data to America, this was in 2019, 2018, even before the COVID-19 came up. We saw a fluctuation of things that was going to happen. And even before the 2019 COVID came up, which came out from the Wuhan lab, we even also exposed that to the American people. The American government. They're not trying to listen to us. Who are these people? They're not our people. They're not God's people. They are people, but not our people.
So why have them in our country then?
To us. These are demigods.
But I have a question. We've been involved in Central American wars for 60 years, and we also exploited Central America economically with the banana wars and stuff and the United Fruit Company. So I'm a Democrat, but on a conservative level, I don't want more people at all coming into our country. Like, if our government was to help those countries, we should help facilitate a peaceful government for them to prosper,
the people,
so they don't
the
have to keep
coming into
their
Haiti,
own regime.
The people that's coming into from Haiti into America is because of gang wars, mafia wars.
Yeah, I do know
wars.
That it's a nightmare
the
over there. There's no control.
America from Mexico is because of Mexican cartels. All of these people are leaving these countries because of cartels, Mexican gangs, or Haitian gangs, or Puerto Rican gangs, or Portuguese gangs. They're leaving their countries to come to America. You see? Why? Because once they come to America, right, then they are protected under constitutional laws. You see what I'm saying now? So there's a lot of things that really has been happening that, man, people heads been chopped off. I'm talking about people arms. I'm talking about people body parts.
So where were you stationed, sir? And were you stationed within the United States, or were you in Germany or other places? Could you tell us a bit about your background without risking your identity?
I would just say this right here.
Go ahead.
I would just say this right here.
Oh, you were stationed only in the United States? And how many years did you serve? How many years did you serve?
Thank you for your platform.
Okay.
But, okay, I served in the American military ever since.
I mean, was it 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
No. Ever since 2002. Here it is, 2024 right now. We done seen evidence of UFOs done come out. We done seen the evidence of the COVID-19 coming from the Wuhan lab. We exposed all of this stuff. We seen evidence of the South China Sea and the growing of the South China Sea. We exposed all of that stuff. So we over here in America, they really literally trying to get rid of us. You want to know why they're trying to get rid of us? It's because this ain't their land. This our land. That's why they're trying to get rid of us. And we're telling them, hey, if you keep doing this, if you keep going down this rock, if you keep going down this road, these are the things that are going to happen. That war with Ukraine and Russia, that ain't no coincidence. America and Israel and everybody is almost at war right now. This is no coincidence. And even South Africa getting involved, this is no coincidence.
Well, Russia has always encroached on their neighbors, and they've always been territorial expansionists, but Russia wants a piece of their minerals.
Y'all, we're dealing with demigods.
The problem is
we are the gods.
Europe is involved with that, and however, we're only providing equipment.
So now the last thing that y'all going to get ready to see right now is that we can't control this because it's out of our hands right now, because this is a war against the gods and the demigods. So therefore, y'all going to see more what they took away. You remember they used to call it UFO? They don't call it UFO no more. Now they call it unidentified anomalies or whatever they call it, anomalies. Or whatever they call
unidentified
it.
Flying objects.
Y'all finna see more of that. Y'all finna see more of that.
I don't really agree with your concept of gods and demigods, because
don't worry about it, baby.
Because
we always
been
gods. Can't nobody take that away from us. We always been gods. We always been gods.
Not everybody.
What, the Pope gave them access to our land, to a land where a land was never supposed to be entered into. The Pope gave them access to our land. And once they came and conquered us as a people, as a whole, the gods, and then spread their support all over the earth like we ain't nothing, like we ain't nothing. That's why you seen all these anomalies. That's why they seen all of these anomalies. Because we spread it all apart. We spread it all over the four corners of the earth now. Listen to me, babe, and you ain't even got to hear me, and you ain't even got to hear me no more, but don't even worry about it no more, because I come and I go, but hear me, look at this.
Are we allowed to ask questions at the end?
Well, it sounds like something John would say, and you would too, the ending of days and all that stuff. This goes back to the
Yes, brother.
You know,
I know all about the diaspora, but there's been more than one race that's been
spread over the
earth.
Let the brother speak, because we're no longer under control anymore. We're no longer under control anymore. We breathe now. We have a cycle to breathe. We breathe our normal air now. They done messed up the air. They done messed up the air. They done messed up the universe. They done messed up the whole world. We could breathe now. The true sons of God, the true sons of God, the true sons of God, like Akhenaten, like Tot, like all of them who come before us. We can breathe now because we know how to breathe. We know how to meditate. We know how to breathe. They don't know how to breathe.
But
that's why they're breathing so fast and breathing so fast, breathing fast, and they catching all kind of diseases.
Don, why don't you take over for a
few minutes? We know how to breathe. We breathe 1 second at a time. Keep breathing 1 second at a time. And you can cut me off and you can shut me up. But listen to me. I just want to say this to you. I love you. The time is over. The gods has come and we back now. We come to claim our earth and we come to claim our positions on the planet. We ain't better than God. We ain't higher than God. We ain't higher than God, for God has given us life, and life is ours because of God. So what we come to do now is save our brothers and our sisters. Y'all breathing fast. Y'all got anxiety. Y'all breathing fast. Y'all got to go take pills. Y'all breathing fast. Y'all got to go see counselors. Y'all breathing fast and everything, ADHD and all this other stuff, because you're breathing fast. Slow down. Just breathe. Just breathe and relax.
That's exactly
you
what
do
I
that
tell
no
everybody.
More.
That's exactly what I tell everybody, is to calm down, because this is a natural progression. Whatever's happening, was supposed to happen from the start, and it's all written
on. They done messed everything up, brother. They done messed everything up, brother. They done messed everything up. They know that we are the gods. That's why they killed the Christ Jesus.
Yep.
That's why they killed the Christ Jesus 2,000 years ago. See, they killed another Christ before Jesus, and they killed another Christ before that Christ. There's more than just one Christ that come on the planet. Here we are in our day, in our day-to-day. You are Christ, too. Don't let them kill you, brother.
Well, they're talking about Moses. They were trying to talk about the rest of friends. They wouldn't let me say anything, but, you know, we're talking about from Moses, the Old Testament, and the from there, everybody knew, you know, we started everything. So it's, you know, it's all good. They'll learn, and it'll take time, but we're not going anywhere. Unfortunately, the deities or the unidentified aliens, whatever you want to call them, they're not coming. They're, you know, everybody's waiting for us. So, us
we in black. We in white, we in yellow, we in blue, we in orange, we in black, we in yellow, we in orange, we in blue. So don't get it stuck in your mind.
I would like to clarify
that we are
something
black people
with
and we
you guys.
Black power and we the black gods. No, brother. No, we are just the gods. Because once the skin is uncovered and we come out of this skin, we ain't nothing but light beings coming out of this body. And we ruled the whole planet because we was the light and we was not darkness.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would like to clarify something from a Judeo-Christian point of view.
It don't matter what religion,
talk...
Judeo-Christian or Christian or Christian.
Could you let me talk, please? It's my show. This is what I want to say, you guys. Coming from a Judeo-Christian perspective, we are God's people who believe in God, but we are fallen creatures. And there have been many organizations around the world, not organizations, but people who have suffered, including the Jews from the lineage of Abraham, and the blacks have suffered in their diaspora. My son's own country, Liberia, was in a diaspora, and some of them went back. And whether we have a religious, spiritual power, only really God's people can have that, because there's demonic forces
yes.
on earth and there's darkness. So we have to be able to
yes.
identify and separate darkness from light, because there are dark
yes.
forces. There are people out there for their own, they're only suiting for their own materialistic pleasure and existence.
Yes.
They don't have any spiritual connection at all. And those are people of wrath and darkness. So that's how I wanted to say.
You
guys,
you remember back in the day. You remember back in the days, though. Will your spirit tonight? God gonna talk to you. Life is gonna talk to you, because life is not a man. Life is not a woman. Life is in the trees. Life is in the grass. Life is in the birds. Life is in the butterflies. So life is not a man or a woman. Life is not
When I was talking about spirituality, I wasn't talking about life or the force of life. I was talking about God. We are the highest level of God's creation. We have a mind and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave his son. And I'm not just talking about traditional Christianity, but we're enlightened by God with our intelligence through divine illumination.
Don't talk about what God gave me. You the daughter. God gave you too what he gave me. So talk about you. God gave you that mind too.
Okay, so from a Christian point of view, I got saved in 1973, and I'm enlightened, but that didn't prevent me from falling into sin several times. So now I finally combated all my demons, and I don't have any more addictions or sins, and I'm trying to live a godly life. And basically, one reason I do this show is so people can get enlightened. I would like Don or John to talk too, though, as long as you give them a chance, because they have a lot to say too.
Oh, guess what, though? Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Can I tell you something? Be enlightened and know that you are great. You are great. You are great. You are great. You are great beyond repair. You are great beyond anything. You are great. No matter how in your life, no matter what in your life has broken you down or took you down or made you feel down, just know you are great. You are the greatest thing in the galaxy. You are great. Not just the earth or the planet earth. You are great beyond here. That's why.
Thank you.
No,
I needed that encouragement today.
That's why.
Because
no,
the military
UFOs.
Has stolen my son's soul.
I come from the military. I
come
from the military, and I see things with my own eyes. I come from the military, and I see things with my own eyes.
My son is in the army, and he's turning dark on me.
Where is
yeah,
the,
don't,
I would
don't
like
let that happen. Don't let that happen.
What is the
don't let
this
that happen.
Gentleman's name? What is this gentleman's name? I'd like for Pianchi, give him a call. He'd be good to convert.
I just want to say this right here, though, as a doctor in the military, That's why no UFO or no alien or no UFO or no or what they call an anomaly has ever attacked us. Why? Because y'all want to know why they ain't never attacked us. Y'all want to know why they ain't never attacked us? Man, if we wasn't here, they would have attacked this whole damn planet. They would have attacked this planet. But we here. Who are we? We are God's children. We are the gods. I don't care what your religion is. You could be a Muslim. You could be a Christian. You could be a Mormon. You could be a Jehovah's Witness. You could be whatever your religion you want to be. But at the end of the night when you breathe and can't breathe no more and can't take that last breath and can't breathe with another breath and die in the midst of that morning and can't wake up because you're gone and you dead, life has taken you. Who child
you believe
is you?
In the afterlife?
But
who
but
child is you? Who child is you? You are the child of the Most High.
But that, yeah. But
let
you
your
God,
life, let your soul, let your life, let your soul, let your life, let your soul weigh lesser than a feather.
We have, you said it yourself. We have everlasting life. So that's the good
let
thing.
Your life, let your
but,
soul weigh lesser than a feather. When your life and your soul weigh lesser than a feather, guess what? Welcome to my world. Welcome to my realm. Welcome to me.
Well, but,
I am he.
What do you feel? How do you feel about Rastafarianism and the Judeo-Christian, I won't say origins, but practice?
Can I tell you something? You my beloved. You my beloved, you the hand that I'm holding on to. Cause they can't stop us, man. These folks in America, man, they messed us up in America. They messed us up in America. Over here in America, people are really actually messed up. They messed up.
We know. I
Rastafarians, my brother, like you just
before.
Asked me. My Rastafarians, you my brothers, y'all the true soldiers of the Lord, man. Y'all are the captains of the Lord, man. Y'all. I don't even know how to say this, cuz. Get what? After me and y'all talk tonight, and y'all can hang up the phone on me tonight, I'm gonna have to wake up in the morning, and I'm gonna have to see the same old bull crap in America that's going on after me and y'all talk tonight. Let us keep on talking and let us keep on bringing people into the truth. Let us keep on evoluting the people and bringing the people into evolution and let them know, hey, y'all are gods, man. America done messed us up. Then now in America, what they got going on right now in America, they want us to hush and hush up. They want us to hush up and let what they do tomorrow morning happen in front of our eyes, just like one day. Look, I don't even know if y'all know this right here. I don't even know if y'all know this right here. But get what, though? One night, I told my family members, I told everybody, I said, you know what? Tomorrow, I just feel it in my heart, in my spirit. Something ain't right with what's going on in America. Something ain't right with what's going on in America. Next thing I know, the next morning, man, the whole damn White House that next day was painted red, blue, yellow, orange, and green. It was painted like a rainbow. And that's the first time in America that every state in America, every 50 states in America, was able to be a homosexual state. Was able to be a state in America, a country, or whatever state in America that you can marry, and you can
you
marry
mean when
in America
the marriage
for the
right
first
now,
time,
yeah.
And that was right there before the World Series, ball game. I said I knew
right.
Something was going on when they put this thing out, when they put the World Series game out, and then they painted the whole White House rainbow. So I say to y'all, and this is what I say to y'all, y'all ain't got to hear me but feel me. Y'all listen to me. I love y'all, man. Y'all my people. Y'all are mine. Y'all are me. Y'all are mean. I love you.
Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. Yeah,
we
thank
are gone.
I hung up
God
on
bless.
Him.
Okay. No problem.
You guys, I'm sorry,
stop.
But he's a nice guy, but he didn't let anyone get... We couldn't ask him about his philosophy. And he said he was a doctor, and he rambled. And I'm sorry people's heads are getting cut off, but it was too much for me. I'm sorry.
Well, he may have PTSD. He may have some other kinds of problems, trauma, that he didn't have a chance to talk about. I mean, the bottom line is that he had a lot of things that I've been trying to talk about correct. I've been trying to talk about the same things for years. And he just couldn't alleviate them the way I can, probably. But, you know, there are truths written throughout the Bible about how people who are of color, or African, you know, East African, Ethiopian.
He said there's no skin color. We're all red, white, black, and blue.
Well, no, red, but no, he didn't say that.
He did too.
He said
our skin is the surface.
And then underneath it is light. But he didn't say shit about red, white, and blue. Where did he come from?
He did. I'll play you the clip. He just called back so he can clarify. I accidentally hung up on him. But before I let you in, sir, in the 254, I would like to say something. We can all talk, and we can all talk about religious evolution in a spiritual manner, but we have to give each other turns because some of the things you were saying I had questions about, and I need clarification because in my way of thinking, it doesn't make sense, some of it. So here we go. Don, you can handle this. And John, go ahead. I'm in the studio and my call dropped. I had to change phones.
Okay.
You can go ahead with your comment. You're on the air.
Hello?
Would you like to say something else? I had to switch from my LAN computer to my laptop and your call got dropped. So Don would like to continue talking to you and maybe John, who hasn't said a word. So what would you like to say?
John
Yoder, raise your hand and talk.
I love y'all.
Hello, everyone. Well, he brings up a lot of great points.
You're here.
To what Jane had talked about earlier, like why is all this stuff going on with the border? When there's disaster, that's when the elite can make their rules. We had 9/11, where they came up with the Patriot Act, right, to surveil all of us. When we had the COVID, we locked everything down, right? It was an emergency. So they can put any rule you want, inject people, inject the service people, inject the law enforcement, wear your mask, shut down churches. You can't go and worship and open your mouth. You can't work. You got to be locked up at home. So emergencies create this. With the border, again, if you let foreigners come across the border, thousands, 200,000, you know, 2 million a year, 3 million a year, that can create a disaster. And what does that mean? That people will go, government save us, right?
Just a minute, sorry.
In regards to what the callers talked about, there is a strong movement, a movement to go back to the Sumerian texts, the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, and you have a whole line of religion that goes with Nimrod, Gilgamesh. You start talking about Ra in the Egyptian culture. And you come into Christ. Now, here's one thing, though, that I would differ a bit, and that is they're trying to get a one-world religion. And the problem that goes with that is that if everyone's saying the same thing, then no one's different. And the problem that I would, or the question I would present is that what Christ said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword.
Yes.
Or it's division,
yes.
Man. You know, a wife,
yes,
against husband, children against
so,
the parents.
So can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
Then why are you men doing this then? If you already know what I said, why are you men doing this? I already told you. If any man say Christ is over there or over yonder or coming up in the clouds or coming up in the sky or coming in the clouds or coming over yonder, stand still and don't go, but just know that I am in you. Why do y'all still go to the clouds then? Why do y'all still go up to yonder? Why don't y'all stand still and know that I am in you? Am I not in you? You go to church talking about Christ is in you. You talking about you go talking about you got Christ in you. Have you seen me in you? Have you heard me in you? Do you love me in you? Do you know me in you? So that's the question that this thing, this life, this form, this life form has spoken to me too. And I respected it. Man, hey, I respected it. And then that's when we came to notice and we came to learn.
Well, the question that
why y'all kill our brother?
God is
why y'all kill our brother?
We don't kill anybody. I'm a civilian.
Right. But you can also bend that into, well, if God's within me, then I am God's. Like, we're not God. We're sinners saved by grace. That's why Christ came.
Psalms 82:6. Go read your Bible. Now, if you can't read your book or your Bible, y'all can cut me off. But if
John
you can't
has
read
been
your
a
book,
Christian his whole life. And now I feel like you're on the attack.
Okay. If you've been a Christian all your life, then can you do me a favor, brother? Can you go to Psalms 82:6 right now and just read that to me? If you've been a Christian your whole life, I'm telling you something. We've been hating each other our whole life. We've been crucifying each other, hating each other because we're black or white or black.
I don't hate you. I love you.
I know you do because that's your spirit. But I'm saying us,
yeah,
as a people, as people,
right,
man.
Right.
Now, your Bible, if you go to Psalms 82:6 right now, if you go to Psalms 82:6, guess what the Father said to you? Your Father. You said your Father is my Father. Your Creator is my Creator, right? You
right.
said that which created you created me, right? And I call that which created you my Father too, right? Well, guess what our Father said in Psalms 82:6? Read that for me, please.
Absolutely. I have said ye are gods, and all you are
there
children
you go.
Of the
say
Most
that. Say that again. Stop right there. Say that again to the people.
Ye are gods, and all
say that again
are
to
you
the people. Say that again to the people. Say that again to us, children on the planet.
I'm gonna read you a little bit more. Isaiah 53.
No, just read that again.
Yes.
One more time. Everything happens in threes. Just read that one more time.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, have turned
there
each one to his own way, and the
now
Lord has laid upon
go back,
him.
Go back to that. Go back to that. Go back to that right
you,
there.
I let you. Let me finish my statement.
But you have to. You have to finish,
Larson.
Brother, you have
why
to finish.
Why did Christ? Where was he crucified on the cross? Why do you say I've come here, pick up your cross and follow me? What was the cross for?
Because that's what it's all about, what you're reading right now. You're reading the book of us.
No, not one. Christ said that you're also your father, the devil.
Go back to that scripture that you just read. Go back to that scripture that you... They said read it three times. So read it one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Read it. Just read it one more time.
Speaking, ye are gods, and all in small capital, by the way.
You
are gods. Not Yahweh. Not I am that I am.
You are
God. You're gods and you're children of the Most High.
Are you
gods
and you are children of the Most High. So why y'all going to teach me that God was saying that the white man was gods? Why y'all teaching me that God was talking about the Jews?
Nobody
used
the word white.
You have to read
nobody,
verse 7.
Nobody
but
used the word white.
We
you
talked
have to
about
read
the Middle
next
East
verse.
And we talked about the Middle East and More than one diaspora.
And we ain't talking about nothing. We're talking about God. God said this to us as a children. Y'all can go on.
We were talking about God
until
you got on the air. We were talking about Rastafarianism.
But he's like,
y'all don't. Please don't mute me. Please. What I'm saying is that, right?
What I'm saying is that
he's reading the Bible. The Bible says that. The Bible says, I said that you are God. And you want to see him read it.
Hold on a second. Did you read verse 7?
10 times
say
it like it don't mean nothing.
You have to read the whole thing, my brother. The next verse, but ye
then
shall die like men.
Guess what my father
going to
say? Then
hold
get what
on,
my father
going to
say. You want to know what my father... I am the Christ. You want to know what
you're
my father going to say?
Then
why do you men abuse these women?
Are we having a conversation? Are we actually sharing ideas? Because the next verse says, but ye shall
nobody
die like men. Hold on.
Nobody don't mean me.
Are you deaf?
Nobody don't mean me. Please, nobody don't mean me. But this is what my father is saying.
Will you let me finish one line, please?
Jane, put him on mute. Jane, take control for a second.
Okay, please don't put me on mute. Can I say?
I want to say something. John, stop being so permissive.
I don't even know your name. I don't even know your name, Jane.
He's on mute.
What's his name?
He wouldn't tell us. I want to talk to you guys, okay? This is a radio show, and it's okay if a believer calls our show, any type of believer. But if that person is not willing to engage in a intellectual dialogue, and tries to overpower people, strong-arm people into saying that they're either more religious or we're ignorant, I'm not up for that. Because that's not gratifying, and it's also not encouraging, and we're not getting anywhere in our discussion determining our original question was, why do Rastafarians believe there had to be slavery in order to have redemption? So my professor at Cal State Northridge said, every time you write a paper, you have to have a question, a provable question, and an answer. We're going in circles, and I don't like shows where people accuse each other of being less religious, less enlightened, and all that crap. And maybe you can tolerate it, but maybe I cannot. I want people with rational thought lines to answer the question and state their views in an answerable way that we can respond to. I don't have to tolerate that, Don. This is my show, and I pay $40 a month to air it, and I also spend my own time transferring it to YouTube like I did last week. So I'm going to let him get back on the show, and if he may state his views cohesively and coherently.
Jane, stop. I'm the one who told you to mute him, only because it was getting to be over cumbersome. And so basically,
I haven't hung up on him yet, so we either have to let him back in or I have to hang up.
It's
okay to go back and forth. It's okay to exchange ideas. Like, example, all I want is 1 minute to state a reply to him and have him answer.
Right.
I'd like to hear his reply.
He had
me read one verse.
John was going through his litany.
He wasn't letting John state his...
That's what I'm saying.
John was putting
said.
Forth his biblical truth. And he wanted a response.
And I still haven't even, again, he proceeded the last 5 minutes, just he won't stop. I was just going to ask him. He had me read one verse. He didn't read the whole chapter. He says, I'm God among the gods. And after this ye are gods, all ye are the children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, and judge the earth. Whereas he's getting into the whole thing, we're all gods. And we're all,
The other thing is, we are mortal men. We are destined to die because of our sin. And we will not have eternal life unless we confess that Christ is our Savior. That's our belief. Other religions have a different twist on it, and actually the original Jews didn't even believe in the afterlife. So I'm going to put them back on the line for, it's 11:40 Minnesota time, 5 more minutes, and if he's willing to talk to us in a nice way that's rational,
Jane,
I will let him
Jane,
stay.
Jane, he's a soldier. He's not going to change. So I don't know what you're research.
He's on the air now, John.
Hello? Hello?
You may speak now, and I'm sure you heard everything we said, so please stay in
Hello?
The confines of dialogue.
I love y'all. I love y'all. I just want to say that I love you all. I do. I love you all. I have no beef with you all. I love you all because we are a people that's trying. And we are a people that's coming into life to live in order so that we may live, that others may live. Even our own family members, man, some of our kinfolk, some of our family members, our grandfather, mama, daddy, uncle, sister, auntie, mama, daddy, might not even know what we know. And coming to the truth that we coming to. But y'all, I love y'all, cause we done came to do something. So I don't see him bash us. No, not at all. I thank us for obeying the voice that is in us. See, in order for you to know life, in order for you to know God, you first have to begin with what is in you, inside you. You must begin with what is in you. And I did that, y'all. I did that, y'all, and tonight, from that, I just wanted to share y'all the truth. So, yeah, we are gods.
All right.
Psalms 82:6 does say that we are gods. And then it questions us.
He also said that we are men. We die like men. That's
listen
what he said.
To me.
We're
God, listen to me.
We die like
listen
men.
To me. Listen to me. You want to know why we die like men? You want to know why we die like men? First, we got to heal our women. Be real with our women. Be true with our women. Keep it real with our women. That's why we die like men more than men. Without our women, we ain't nothing. What y'all think y'all live? A bunch of gay mother people on the planet that need me. First of all, you got to love your women. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's right there in Psalms 82:6. Did I not tell you to look out for the widow and her son? Come on now, any of us that's been in the Masonic order, any of us that is a Mason, any of us that been in the Masonic order, we look out for the widow and her child. So then, once you leave that right there, and that's a lot of what, you know what I'm saying, people get left at right there because they don't know how to go on, right? I know how to go on because I'm telling you who I am. You don't have to hear me, but I love you. Now, let's go into John 10:34. Now, take your Bible. Flip it. If you got a Bible right now, flip it to John 10:34. Flip it to John 10:34. If you got a Bible. If you got a Bible and you can flip it to John 10:34, read to me what John 10:34 said.
You read it.
Huh?
I don't go by the Bible. Bible's a bunch.
You say
of
you don't go by the Bible, then how you gonna hear anything I say to you? You already done shut me up. And then you already done getting these people telling me, you already done got these people saying cut him off or shut him off or cut him off because you don't go by the Bible. These people should not do that to me, not my people. So my people, if you can hear me, my people, go to John 10:34.
You read it is all I said. You go ahead and read it.
My people, go to John 10:34. Y'all waiting for a white man to come to you. I come to you today. And then the great part about what I'm saying today to you is that, get what? Y'all show has reached 3.4 billion people on the planet.
Will you please read John 10:24?
I gave y'all access to that. I told y'all I'm a whistleblower in the United States government military.
I can read
read
it.
The motherfucker. Read
okay,
the
Jesus
said.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods, well, he also says that you were his sheep in the same context. And he says, I and my Father are one. So he makes a distinction. We're sheep.
Yeah.
He is God. He's the Son of God.
Can you go,
we are little
go
gods
back?
Under him,
can
but we're not
can you
God.
Go back? Can you go back to, no, nah, you're not God. You ain't my creator, nah. That's dumb. If I believe you my creator,
right.
nah, that's stupid. But I'm telling
right.
you your identity, that,
I mean,
that you are powerful on this planet. Man, these people ain't
right.
got nothing on you.
The only throne
I've
sat on is the toilet.
For you to walk around, for you to walk around on your job, for you to walk around in your home, for you to walk around in your relationships with your head down, like folk got something on you. And then you go to the Bible and pick up the Bible and you read what the book say and the Bible say, I said, you are a God. Yeah, man, you ain't my daddy. I ain't finna sit here and lie to y'all talking about y'all my daddy. I know y'all ain't my daddy because you don't even talk to me like you love me. So I know you ain't my daddy, but I know your identity. So I pray for you, and
it's
I said
time
to the
Father,
give
the
them
show
the same
now, okay?
thing that you gave me.
You guys, I can't take anymore, and this is my only night off, and this is not fun.
All right, do.
He's a goner. So Don right. had a long night with the show. I mean, he had a meeting and some other things going on today, and I'm sure John worked at his job. But I would like to do our conclusions now. We've been on the air almost 90 minutes.
Well, my conclusion is that when someone calls, if they talk more than 5 minutes without giving up the space, we should revert to the, you know, speak for a couple minutes, and then you surrender to the next person. That way we get some dialogue, and someone doesn't sit around half an hour boiling. We really get to learn something. I did learn a lot, and there's a lot of people. There's a growing move of people. I think you'll see a lot of this in the African American community, seeking identity, seeking validation, seeking some empowerment, and they're switching into the Sumerian texts, the Anunnaki, that whole history. But the thing to consider with that is a lot of that goes into Babylon. And it goes into the whole history, running into the Egyptians and into kind of Illuminati stuff. And people are embracing that as self-empowerment. One thing Scripture tells us in the last days, there'll be a great falling away and a great deception. And that some will, you know, if you're looking for a worldwide religion, in my opinion, it's Antichrist. And it's a universal thing that it doesn't follow God, it doesn't follow Christ, it's a delusion. That's my opinion, but we'll see how this develops.
The main premise of Christianity is to serve your brother and lay down your life for your brother. Now, I agree with you, John, and I think in the Black Hebrew Israelite religion, they're trying to extract the biological Jews from any, like there are certain branches of the BHIs that they're in complete denial that the Jews that were killed in Germany and stuff were actual Jews. They're trying to usurp all of the historical lineage of the Abrahamic religion only to the black race, which is wrong. Like the Jews that look like Bob Dylan and Barry Manilow are not black. So I do think there's some kind of form of empowerment that's suppressing other groups. And I know that the white race suppressed the black race, but also among all the tribes, like Native Americans and other tribes, they all killed each other even before the whites and the Christians showed up. So man himself is a depraved person without God. It doesn't matter their skin color. Unless you are willing to give up your own self-power and serve God, you are a depraved person. Now, I'm sure Don doesn't agree with everything I say, but that was my original premise tonight. So we never got to our point, but it is sometimes fun to have a guest caller and ask their point of view. So, Don, it's your turn for your conclusion. And John can finish what he was saying, too.
All right. a lot went on tonight, but we were able to stay on topic, so that was interesting. But, one of the things that you guys, I do that I don't believe in the Bible thing is Adam, just to see what he says. But he's right in a lot of the things that he's talking about, especially when you're talking about Rastafarian, Judeo-Christian, son of Asenath and all that. Moses had the little kids. So we're talking about deep, deep, deep Bible study. And he doesn't know that I went to theology school, so I have, I see both sides of the.
You mean Marquette?
No, theology. I was philosophy and theology 3 credits away from having minors in both of those, along with my minor and my major.
The thing is, Don, I did like some of the things he said about, the unity of people and that we're all subjected to God and we're all unified. Blah, blah, blah. But the thing is when the second time I let him in, he got hostile with me.
Well, he wasn't hostile, but he was
stubborn.
He was what? Stubborn?
He just wouldn't give up the, he wouldn't exchange ideas. He just kept going and controlling it.
Yeah, but we've got people come in all degrees. And with his military background and things like that, I don't know where he lives. I don't know his damn name. But the bottom line is that you don't know what he's into, what he's been through, and what he's going through. So, it's kind of like give him a chance. The timing, that's why I yelled at Jane to put him on mute. Because,
I did put him on mute, and then you wanted to ask him another question.
No, I wanted John to continue what he was saying.
The thing is there's 3 kinds of people who call this show. There's people who have something to offer about our topic. There's people who are prank callers, especially during election time. And there's people who want to they want to project their philosophy. But you have to be open-minded and be able to have a cohesive discussion with people, even if you don't agree with them. That's why the shows with you and Pianki are not always productive, because Pianki does not have an open mind when accepting your belief system.
Well, one thing you could possibly do is in technique, you're the one with the mute button. So in other words, I or Don, we can just keep saying, hold on a second, listen to me, wait, just listen to me. And it doesn't matter that, he kept going and going. you know, usually if someone keeps interrupting, I'll just stop and say, okay, you know, do your thing. But then I want to jump back in. So what you could do, maybe the technique, I saw a thing on a video, and the guy said you can, when someone says a negative statement, can say yes, but, and then counter, but once you do the negative but, it throws their energy down. He says you could also say yes, and. So in other words, you're accepting what they say. You're keeping it positive, and then you're segueing into what you wanted to interject, you know, to get your point across. So, example, you could say, I need to meet you for just a moment. We're going to get back to you. I appreciate what you're talking about, and I've got to get the other – I've got to keep the flow going. I got to get the, you know, the counterpoint to this, and then you can re-inject what you're saying because we're getting one-sided here, like we're not getting an exchange of ideas. It's a dance here, you know. So everyone's got to have their part in the dance to work. And so in other words, you're controlling it, you're keeping it going, but you're not shutting them down. You're not getting, you know, a counter anger thing going with them. You're just keeping it positive and flowing. And they can't say anything. If they want to hang up, they can. But at least you're stopping their energy because what happened is, like, we're both trying to jump into the dance, and he just would not let go at all.
And then the other thing is I want to briefly mention is there are the main force on Earth is spiritual, just like that's why you constantly see spiritual warfare with the Democrats and Republicans, and the gay issue is the perfect example. Like, the Bible and other religions are opposed to homosexuality, but benign Americans want to water it down and say it's acceptable and love your brother in another way. And that's just the whole thing. Like, there's always spiritual forces behind the powers that be. And our show, when we talk about political things, whether it's a military invasion or a battle in Congress over economic packages, you know, we're talking about people's priorities and their motives and fairness for the average American. But not everything has to be a spiritual battle, but there's definitely spiritual forces. But then if a person says we're all connected in a godly way, which he said, but he said it in a way that, like, we already knew him, like, we know him personally. And for me, some of the things he said didn't make any sense. So with that, I'm playing one of John's songs. As John and Don both know, because I called him and Pat today, I've had a very tough week with my son. And next week, Neil Nabru will be calling our show. His real name's Nabru, and talking about his perspective on history. So thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I'm going to play one of John's songs. Have a good time.
Don wanted to say something.
Dang.
Go ahead, Don.
Give him a shot.
I'll pause the song.
No, I just wanted to wish him well. We wish him well.
He's still on mute, so he can hear you.
Who? I'm talking about Lauren.
Talking about Lauren.
Oh, by the way, I had a nice talk with Pat.
Yeah.
While you were in
the
casino placing your horse bets.
I was gonna talk to
Something's going really fuzzy, but I am visiting this year, hopefully, and John is in charge of the prayer chain on my son. So
I hope you're all right.
I'm not fully okay, but I'll have to learn how to deal with this current situation. All right. We'll talk again, and thank you for your prayers. Yeah. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
Bye. Here we go with the song.
Woo!